Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sixers
defensively this year.
Yep.
If they go with a small lineup playing three guards and the like, I hope they were watching the NBA final, because both of those two teams pick up at half court, if not in the back court,
Jody,
which I've been told for years, nobody in the NBA is ever going to play in the back court.
Correct.
No, they pick them up at the top of the key. Oklahoma City didn't, Indiana didn't, and they both played dynamite defensive basketball in the playoffs. They now have guys that you hope could. I know that Edgecombe can. Edgecombe steps in. He's the best defensive player out of the three. McCain and Maxey. Maxey, I'll give this much. He was improved last year. Not a major improvement, and there was room for improvement.
Yep.
But before he got here, he was improved, and he was more aggressive, and I liked it. McCain, I didn't see enough to be able to tell you whether he is or isn't a defensive player. But if you're going to go small, you better play defense starting at half court.
Yeah, no, they're going to need that advantage. I admired the way those teams played it in the finals. Larry Brown, famously, it wasn't a full court precious thing, but he would do the half court trap. And every once in a while, you'd get a steal. But the main thing was he was just trying to knock 8 to 10 seconds off the shot clock for the opposing team, and it was very effective. They were most effective with that when Theo was in there, because he was faster than Dikembe, and they could run that half-court trap. And, yeah, I agree with you, Jody. I think, you know, look, this team's going to have to play some creative basketball, particularly if they don't have Joel. Now, what we know is they have three guards that are very talented, and they're also young. Maxey not young anymore, but, you know, on the young side. So let's get to some of the audio of Spike yesterday after the Edgecombe pick, talking about various aspects of the backcourt, including which Sixers guard will actually become the best over time. Let's listen to something Spike said.
His ceiling. If he reaches his ceiling, you think he's better than any guard we have?
Oh, I have very high expectations for McCain.
Sure.
So
that's why I'm asking.
Not McCain.
Okay.
But I don't think. But he could, like, if McCain doesn't become as good as McCain can become.
So when he says probably not McCain, he's saying he does not think Edgecombe will become better than McCain. Although he's saying he could be if McCain disappoints me and doesn't become what I think he is. But what he's telling you is Spike thinks McCain becomes the best player. Devin, 5 years from now, 7 years. I mean, we got to be, let me be more fair about this. It's not 5 years from now, because Edgecombe will be still 5 years younger than Maxey. When their careers are over, Maxey, McCain, Edgecombe, who will have had the best career?
I mean, it's hard. That's a hard thing to
judge. It's a very hard thing to judge.
But, I mean, given that Maxey has had the most time, obviously, in the league, and he, I don't want to say he hasn't done anything, because he has, but, you know, they haven't won. I'm going to say McCain. Like, I agree. I think that McCain's future is very bright.
Just because he outshoots everybody? Like, he's just that great a shooter?
I mean, he only played, what, 30 games before
something
he got
like
injured?
That.
And
yeah.
And he was, you know, front runner for Rookie of the Year. Like, the way he's able to provide shots, you know, from areas of the court that the Sixers are certainly lacking.
Yeah, I mean, look, it'll be fascinating to find out how it plays out. I don't know. I mean, it's almost like the Phillies starting a rotation, and you know, like if Nola was healthy, who's going to be in the playoffs? Now Nola's not healthy, so it simplifies it. But sometimes there's hard things to answer and good options to have. Let's listen to more Spike as he continued on, and you can tell whether Edgecombe becomes better than McCain and Maxey or not. You can tell Spike thinks Edgecombe's going to be pretty darn good. Listen to what he said.
When he's playing for the Bahamas, he has a way different role than when he's playing for Baylor, when he had a very sort of narrow role in do this. And this is what we want you to do. When he's playing for the Bahamas, they wanted him to do more off the dribble stuff. There was a lot more dribble drive. There was a lot more. And you see him and you're like, wait a minute. I've been told for the last month that this guy doesn't have a handle. And then you see him dribbling like a guard and you're like, okay, he might not have an NBA handle yet. But you start to come up with like this stereotype of what you think the player is. And I think he's better than what we have thought he is.
I
guess that's a long way to saying I think his ceiling is much higher than we have given it credit for.
Man, that's great to hear.
Awesome.
I mean, You know? All right, one more from Spike because he continued talking about Edgecombe.
This guy, like, you watch not just the Pacers, but you watch the Pacers and the Thunder, and you feel like they have four of this guy,
right,
you know, running around who is tough. So I think he can be a star player.
See, I was going to say that the flip side of that is he a star player?
I think he can be.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I think he can be.
Now, I'd rather hear Spike say, I think he will be, right? No one has said, no one that I've heard has said, I think he will be. But it's good to hear Spike say that there's more upside than perceived.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I do agree with him. I had the same thought, you know, watching the finals and then with the pick. Like, the finals was full of, you know, athletic wings who could just run around and play defense and shoot threes and stuff. Like, it does feel like it's where the league is right now.
That, and also it's just striking how much the super team thing hasn't worked in recent years.
Yeah.
And it may be, you know, the league moving more toward a compilation of players. No, maybe
Which
not.
Which would be great.
It would be good for the league. I'll say this. I still think if you get the right combination of star players at the right age, and here's a key, the right attitude, it will still trump the combination of quality players. By the way, OKC may be growing into that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. OKC is, like, you know, a lot of quality players with upside and a superstar, you know? Well,
yeah. But something that I really like about this draft and recent drafts for the Sixers is you mentioned attitude. I mean, the three guys that we're talking about, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and VJ Edgecombe, I mean, we don't know Edgecombe well, but just from his interviews and what we've seen from him in the draft, these guys are great team guys, right? Like, they have this great attitude and great positive attitude. Tyrese Maxey's, like, smiling out there on the court half the time. And, you know, going from the Ben Simmons situation, the James Harden situation, like, I think that is exactly what the 76ers need. Like, they need that positivity.
Big time. That and star players that play.
Yes.
And stay healthy. Yeah. All right, so to that point. So we're doing five questions with the Mac Man. Jody, we're up to question number four. I kind of floated this out there yesterday, theoretically. I was like, I don't think they could, but I'm not sure. Jody, question number four for you. Could the 76ers, now forget that some teams couldn't fit Joel's salary in because they're over the cap. Some teams could if they're under the cap. Some teams couldn't.
There's one, the Nets.
All right, well, let's just.
That's it.
All right, well, let's just. Fine, the Nets. But here's what I'm getting at. Forget the salary stuff with the trade rules for a second. Would a team two nights ago have traded the 20th pick in the NBA draft for Joel Embiid? Could the Sixers have dumped Embiid's salary for the 20th pick in the draft?
No.
Could they have dumped him for a second-round pick?
I guess if you're just throwing salary
rules out. But
the
point is that, I'm throwing salary rules out. That's what it's
then,
at.
Then, yeah, of course, Joel's worth a second-round pick.
Well, I don't know that. No, but Jody, I don't know that if he is, if he screws up some team's salary cap for 5 years because he can't
play.
Well,
you just said don't look at the
No. I'm saying don't look at the trade. You got to match salary on a trade. Forget that part. Would a team take Joel Embiid? I hand you Joel Embiid. I'm handing you Joel. You get him, but you also get his salary. Would a team take him?
And the salary rules are still in place?
Yes.
Maybe there's a team. I'd have to go through all the teams and all the rosters and say, if you add Embiid to this and you're in good enough salary shape, like a team that would fit is Oklahoma City. But I don't think they do it. They don't need to do it. So it's got to be one of those middle. No, bad team's not going to do
like
it.
Like the Lakers. The Lakers make the most sense. They need a big man.
Right.
They're trying anything they can to win a title while LeBron's still there.
Like, I agree.
They traded for Mark Williams last deadline and then ended up reversing it because of the injury thing or whatever. Like, he would have helped them. They need a big man desperately. Like, I think if they're going to do it, I just don't know if the Lakers have enough, you know, to give
That's
back.
That's interesting.
But that makes sense.
But James, would you agree there are not many teams that would take
Joel
for
nothing? That's why I just said the Lakers. Like, that's the team that makes sense. Like, I don't have a ton of teams that make sense.
Yeah. I think most teams would say, if you give us Joel and we give you nothing, I think most teams would say you can keep him, which is sad. But, you know, now listen, there's a possibility he gets back on the track. And, you know, I mean, but feels shaky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.